The story of 20th century Sheridan immigrant and entrepreneur Zarif Khan resurfaced in the last several years after a 2016 New Yorker story that detailed Khan's life. University of Iowa jazz studies professor and musician John Rapson was inspired to tell Khan's uniquely American story, along with composer Danielle Gaglione. The performance details Khan's immigration to America, his life in Wyoming, and his shocking death, while also tackling America's history with immigration laws. Wyoming Public Radio's Catherine Wheeler met with Rapson during the tour through Wyoming to talk about how he was inspired to create the show.
In the June 5th issue of the New Yorker, I read the article, and I realized I had all the constituent parts to create a piece to tell the story. Dave Moore, my neighbor, and he's an iconic folk singer. We always wanted to do a project together, but we could never figure out how to put a Western folk singer together with a jazz musician. And then met Danielle, who is a recent immigrant and has only been in Iowa for 3 years. So he plays the mandol. And I realized, I think I knew all the other musicians we could piece together since I had the Middle Eastern part and the Western part, and I could do all the stuff that put the glue in between. And Danielle was raring to go, and the two of us, we rewrote the show in 2 months.
So could you describe the show to people who may not have had the chance to see it or that haven't heard it yet? What's it like? Because I've heard it's a little different than you might think.
Yeah, it's impossible. We often find that people don't know what to expect. So you got to start from the fact that we have actually 11 pieces of music and two monologues that are done, in this case, by members of the band. Only one of the songs has lyrics. So we tell the story using silent movie script that's projected over the band, and we have images that illustrate them as they go along. So it's kind of like a silent movie slideshow with superscript that is accompanied by music all the way through.
What about the story made you want to tell it in this way?
Well, I set out to write a jazz tone poem, and, you know, it was only because I realized I want to help the audience to know the story that we added all the words and pictures, and it became more unique. So that was the, you know, necessity was the mother of invention in that case.
What are some of the bigger pieces that stand out to you in the show, and what do they sound like?
Oh, man, that's just way too hard to guess at. Each movement has its own character. The very first movement is built out of a Middle Eastern form, and we're using Middle Eastern instruments, and we're doing something that tells the story of how he left his home in Afghanistan and wandered through India. The Ballad of Hot Tamale Louie is sung by Dave Moore, and it's an old-fashioned Western ballad, and it tells the entire saga in a way that you might hear a story of Billy the Kid or something like that.
What was it about the story that inspired you or really connected with you and made you want to create something about this person and this story?
It was a combination of things that all came together in the same time. First of all, that's a beautifully told story. Catherine writes so very well, and the way she laid out all of the elements in a complicated way, she didn't make any, you know, blanket statements or umpire judgments. She just said, well, now this is what happened, or look at this. And, you know, I just loved how it unfolded. So that's the first part. But then, of course, the issues of immigration were very important to me. And I have to be real honest and tell you, I had a vision for the music because of the combination of all these different ethnic influences. But for me, this story right away recommended a number of different constituent elements that I could explore and fuse together.
Why do you think this story resonates today, or that this performance resonates today? and what makes it applicable to the audience?
I think the reason it resonates is that we all can identify in some way with Zarif Khan. We all have immigrant backgrounds, and they're really complicated ones. We all came over for different reasons, but the reasons we came over weren't the reasons that we stayed. And all of us have integrated in certain ways with the cultures that we're in. And so I think that the reason I want to tell that story is for us all to figure out how complicated and integrated our own identities are in the same way.
John Rapson is one of the composers of Hot Tamale Louie, the story of Zarif Khan. Thank you so much for speaking with me.
It's been a pleasure.